is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report, the problem of scale for housing development projects. Talking to the housing and economic development people, whether from the government or nonprofits, I keep hitting my head against the ceiling when it came to the thinking about the housing problems. Looking and thinking about the issues in the Imani neighborhood made this headache unavoidable. Work with me on this. In Imani, you have a community that within the boundaries drawn by the city and many of the residents has a population of about 8,500. The population is actually increasing there in recent years, which is a question worth contemplating at another time. There are roughly 1,400 properties, and more than 300 are rated by the city as vacant, which is more than 1 in 5 properties. More than 20% of the properties are also tax delinquent. It goes on and on like this. Various programs available from the city allow small grants for repairs. Some other programs fund nonprofits to help finance and rehab houses, but often limit them to no more than 4 per year. Some are catch-22 situations where to get money to fix a roof, the owner has to have insurance, but insurance companies cancel the owner when they have roof problems. The math isn't simple, but it is unforgiving. If the only problem was rehabbing the vacant homes and money was available to rehab only 15 per year, it would take 20 years to bring the existing vacant properties up to snuff. With more than 70% of the housing stock built before 1939, at a minimum, all those houses would be over 100 years old then, so time will not stop. There will be more houses that need rehabilitation, whether occupied or vacant. Working block by block would be hard as well. Even doing 5 houses per block to try to turn a block around, there are 130 blocks in Imani. One block a year would take 26 years, so that would never work. Even 3 blocks per year doing 15 houses would take 10 years, and of course, time will not stop there either, making housing rehab at this level a Sisyphean project. Meanwhile, the housing valuation is going down, not up, in Imani. The last evaluation of the assessed value of Imani property showed a drop of over 4% from 29,786 to 28,533 or $1,253, even going the wrong way compared to inflation. A low to moderate income homeowner looking to borrow $20,000 to rehab their own home from a bank is going to face the problem of putting $20,000 into a $30,000 house, and finding the evaluation for collateral purposes in the Imani market might only move the property to being worth $35,000, not $50,000, making most banks skittish, to say the least. To turn the community around and create a real tipping point, it would seem that organizations and government should be looking at doing 100 houses a year for 4 or 5 years. If the price tag was $20,000 per house, that would be $2 million per year, or $8 to $10 million to get it done. If $30,000, then $3 million per year. If $40,000, then $4 million per year. Those are not unmanageable numbers. That's a mid-range condo in New York City. A project that size would raise all boats in the whole neighborhood because it makes sense. If such a project only raised the average valuation of the houses from $30,000 to $40,000, that would mean a $14,000 bump in the neighborhood, and over 5 years, a minimum of $70 million more in valuation for the housing stock. If we were downtown or commercial developers, the city and local banks would be standing in line to finance the deal, because the numbers make a difference. When we're talking about housing, we're being nickeled and dimed when we need to push to get the scale to stop playing catch-up and start getting ahead and making real change. This is Wade Rethke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.